NBC News World Headquarters in New York. This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. The U.S. State Department has just issued a worldwide travel alert to American citizens. It comes in the aftermath of the Paris terrorist attacks and specifically cites the risks of increased terrorist threats overseas. U.S. officials continue to downplay threats here at home, even as the situation in Europe remains extremely tense. Let's go right to NBC's Pete Williams. Pete, what should we make of this new warning?
Well, Lester, State Department officials say tonight this is not based on any new intelligence, but it is intended to reinforce the message that the world is a dangerous place, noting that terrorists have attacked sports stadiums, theaters, markets, and aviation. Called a worldwide travel alert, it notes that the past year has brought terror attacks in France, Mali, Denmark, Turkey, Nigeria, and on a Russian airliner. It says U.S. citizens overseas should exercise vigilance when in public places or using transportation and should avoid big crowds, especially at holiday festivals. Standard advice, but getting extra attention this year. Here in the U.S., the Secretary of Homeland Security says tonight there's no credible threat of a Paris-style attack here. Police in many big cities remain at a heightened level of awareness. New York over the weekend conducted a long-planned terror response drill modified to apply lessons learned from the Paris attack. And police say they'll have extra security out for the Thanksgiving Day parade. So Homeland Security's advice for people tonight here at home: travel, attend public events, celebrate the season, but be vigilant. Lester?
All right, Pete. And the shockwaves continue from those Paris attacks 10 days after militants linked to ISIS massacred 130 people. Another suicide vest has been found outside Paris tonight. And in neighboring Belgium, the capital continues on high alert with more arrests and ongoing manhunt, and the prime minister warning of a, quote, imminent threat. The latest from NBC's Bill Neely in Brussels.
Amid a city in virtual lockdown for a third day, troops patrolling the streets, police arrested 21 people, among them a man they've charged with taking part in the Paris massacres. He wasn't identified, but police say he's not the fugitive Salah Abdeslam, who fled to Brussels after the attacks. Tonight, police found a discarded suicide vest in a trash can, similar to those used by seven of the terrorists. Abdeslam drove two of them. Police now want help identifying them. His brother suggested he may have pulled out of the attacks. It's more than my hope, he says. It's my belief. Salah is, quote, clever. To find him, police searched a Brussels suburb from where many men have joined ISIS.
They found no explosives and no weapons in the raids. And even though he's being hunted by thousands of troops and police, the main target is still free. Asked why, one government minister said he must have a lot of support here.
Fear of a Paris-style attack in Brussels saw schools closed, the metro system shut. NATO headquarters told staff to stay home. The U.S. embassy closed. Americans advised stay indoors. In Paris, the French president visited the concert hall, scene of the deadliest attack. The American band that was playing that night has spoken for the first time in an interview with Vice.
People were playing dead and they were so scared. A great reason why so many were killed is because so many people wouldn't leave their friends.
One of them was buried today. Caroline Prenat was just 24. The search for her killers intensifying.
So in total, four men have now been charged here in Belgium with taking part in the Paris attacks. These scenes, armored vehicles, armed troops on the streets, haven't been seen here since World War II. And it'll stay like this for a few days at least, or until they catch that fugitive. Lester?
All right, Bill, thank you. New questions are being raised in the aftermath of the Paris attacks about President Obama's strategy to fight ISIS. Critics have long accused him of not having a strong enough plan of attack. Now, as our Andrea Mitchell tells us, investigators are looking into whether intelligence was manipulated to make that strategy appear more successful.
President Obama, elected in part for opposing the Iraq war, committed to bringing troops home from conflicts, not sending them in, even after the Paris attacks, downplaying the ISIS threat.
They're a bunch of killers with good social media.
As did John Kerry on the Today Show.
I believe ISIS is going to be defeated. ISIS is not 10 feet tall.
Now the Pentagon is investigating whether crucial military intelligence was altered to give rosier progress reports on the war against ISIS. Echoes of cooked intelligence during Vietnam, or the hyping of intelligence about WMD to justify the invasion of Iraq.
I don't want intelligence shaded by politics. I don't want it shaded by the desire to tell a feel-good story.
But after Paris, Beirut, and the bombing of a Russian airliner, ISIS's advance had spread well beyond Iraq and Syria, and now into Europe. Some leading Democrats say the president's rhetoric doesn't match the reality.
The United States has to provide stronger leadership in trying to unify the forces that are there.
We need to be aggressive now, because ISIL is a quasi-state.
The president's reputation as a reluctant warrior was forged 2 years ago. He threatened military strikes against Syria's President Assad if he used chemical weapons against his people. Assad did use chemicals, but Obama did not retaliate. Arab leaders haven't trusted him since and want proof he will go after ISIS now.
Show that we are serious about leading from the front militarily by taking risks to degrade, defeat, and ultimately destroy ISIS as a state now in the next 12 months.
France's President Hollande will be at the White House tomorrow, and NBC News has learned he will ask for more U.S. special forces in Syria. For his part, President Obama wants France to get better passenger lists from European countries on flights coming to the U.S. Hollande heads to Moscow next to see Vladimir Putin. Lester.
Andrea Mitchell, thanks. Donald Trump has political fact checkers working overtime over what he is now saying about the 9/11 attacks. His new claim that there were thousands and thousands of people across the Hudson River from Manhattan cheering when the Trade Center came down has left a lot of us who covered that horrible day scratching our heads and digging into our news archives. Did that really happen? We get the story tonight from NBC's Katie Turr.
After kicking up controversy about supporting a Muslim database,
Birmingham, we love you.
Donald Trump riled up voters in Alabama with tales of the 9/11 attacks and terrorist sympathizers in America.
I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
Confronted with the fact that there is no video of that ever happening, Trump held his ground.
It was well covered at the time. There were people over in New Jersey that were watching it, a heavy Arab population that were cheering as the buildings came down. Not good.
The terrorists used hijacked civilian airliners.
NBC News found no instance of cheering in Jersey City, just a long discredited rumor. And PolitiFact's Truthometer gave Trump a pants-on-fire, not true rating. Still today, Trump's opponent, Ben Carson, claimed he saw the cheering, too.
I saw the film of it, yes.
You say you saw the film. What film are you referring to? Where did
The news reels.
Though late today, the Carson campaign said he doesn't stand behind those comments, that he was thinking of the Middle East, not New Jersey. Also not disputing Trump's claim, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling reporters, I think if it had happened, I would remember it. But you know, there could be things I forget, too. Marco Rubio, on the other hand, was not demurring to the Donald.
It's not true, and there's plenty of fact checks to prove that it isn't.
Donald Trump has built his campaign on not backing down because so far he hasn't had to. What do you like about him so much?
I like about Trump, he's a businessman. He knows how to get things done. I'm tired of politicians who do nothing.
It's not hurting him at all. People thought that Donald Trump was going to go away in July, in August. Now here we are, it's almost Thanksgiving, and Donald Trump is here, and he's still commanding in the polls.
Now Donald Trump will be speaking here in just a few minutes. He called me late today to once again defend his claims, telling me that although he doesn't remember where exactly he saw that video, he does know he saw it because he has, quote, the world's greatest memory. Lester.
All right, Katie Turr, thank you. Tonight, authorities in New Orleans are hunting for the person who opened fire in a crowded park, a mass shooting with 17 people wounded. They're asking for help from the community to identify the gunman who began firing while many were gathered for a block party filming a music video. New Orleans mayor said today one of the victims will likely never walk again. Another shocking crime in that city. Police say they've got their man tonight after a chilling encounter caught on camera. A medical student coming to the rescue of a woman being dragged down the street. That man then shot in the stomach, his life saved when the shooter's gun suddenly jammed. NBC's Kerry Sanders has new details.
Not a single shot was fired as New Orleans police and federal marshals today ended their manhunt and descended on the house where Yurik Kane was holed up. Police say he's the 21-year-old captured in this shocking surveillance video Friday. That's when Peter Gold, a fourth-year medical student at Tulane, saw something that just wasn't right, a man dragging a woman down the sidewalk. Gold confronted the man, who released the woman and then demanded Gold hand over money. Gold said he didn't have any.
And within moments, he found himself up against the wall at gunpoint, and it was all captured on that security camera right there.
The suspect shoots Gold in the belly, and he falls to the sidewalk. And what follows next is horrifying. It appears that the 21-year-old gunman tries to shoot Gold twice, but the gun jams. Tonight, a family spokesman says Peter continues to improve and remains in guarded condition.
He did make a full confession that he was, in fact, the person who committed that offense.
And now he will likely spend the rest of his life in jail, as he should.
Police offered more than $12,000 as a reward to find the suspect, but some residents in this neighborhood say they want Peter Gold to get his own reward.
Well, that's a reward for the heroes. The heroes need to be celebrated in today's culture.
The suspect and his 17-year-old girlfriend are in custody tonight. Yurik Kane is charged with robbery, kidnapping, and attempted first-degree murder. Kerry Sanders, NBC News, New Orleans.
A controversial new deal would create the world's biggest drug maker if it's approved. Under the $160 billion agreement, Pfizer, maker of drugs like Lipitor, will acquire Allergan, which makes Botox. It could allow a so-called tax inversion. It's a practice the Obama administration wants to curb. Pfizer could pay billions less in corporate taxes by shifting its tax base from the U.S. to Allergan's home in Ireland. There's potential travel trouble on the radar for flyers making their way across the country for Thanksgiving. A big storm system moving into the Rockies on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, and on Thursday, last-minute travelers will have to deal with that system moving over the central part of the country. Snow in the forecast for Minneapolis and rain from Chicago down through Dallas that could trigger some local flooding. There's a lot more ahead tonight. A scam to warn you about as millions prepare to hit the road this Thanksgiving. The hidden trap thieves can use to easily swipe your information at the gas pump and what you can do to protect yourself. There is good news and bad news as millions of us get ready to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. First, the good news. Analysts say the national average price for a gallon of gas is expected to drop below $2 by Thanksgiving. Below $2. That would be the lowest level for the holiday since 2004. But now the bad news. A word of warning when you're filling up on that cheaper gas. Police are on the alert this holiday over an alarming spike in thieves targeting gas stations with a hidden scam. As our Gabe Gutierrez shows us, the next time you swipe your card at the pump, your personal information could be stolen.
In Michigan, authorities on the hunt for a device secretly planted in gas pumps, stealing credit card information from thousands of consumers.
How big of a problem is this?
This is a huge problem.
They're called skimmers, the criminals breaking into the pumps with master keys they buy online. Look at this man secretly attaching a skimmer in less than a minute.
Your transaction goes through as normal. Unfortunately, at the same time, it's also capturing all of your credit card information.
Criminals so brazen in this video, they know to point their headlights at the security camera to avoid detection.
How disturbing is it that this is happening so often?
It's crazy.
In Texas, Charlie Hesse lost nearly $3,000.
It was a tremendous nightmare. It puts your life on hold. You can't pay bills. You can't buy groceries.
Last year, the devices cost consumers $2 billion, and it's not just gas stations that are vulnerable. Major retailers are also on alert.
The problem is you have employees, usually low-level employees, maybe gang-affiliated or being coerced by gangs to bring these skimmers into places of employment.
Watch this video of a cashier swiping a credit card at the register. Then police say on a skimmer that's out of sight as she grabs a receipt.
The technology is easy to acquire, and it's smaller than you would think.
And you can find it right online.
That's correct.
To protect yourself, experts say, avoid gas pumps furthest from the attendant's view. Pay inside or use cash and monitor your bank account often.
What we're finding is just really blowing our mind how many there are.
A fraud now spreading with credit cards in high demand this holiday season. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Williamston, Michigan.
A great story for Thanksgiving. A little boy on a mission to personally thank his heroes in blue. Over 30,000. In just a few days, many of us will gather to give thanks. And one little boy knows exactly what he's grateful for. The police who protect his city. He's on a mission to tell them so, one by one, with over 30,000 thank you cards. NBC's Raham Ellis has the first of our special series, Season of Kindness.
7-year-old Zachary Becerra loves superheroes. And his room is a shrine to his favorites, the real-life men and women in blue.
What does this say?
Police Department, City of New York.
Zachary cares about them so much, he's determined to hand-deliver thank-you cards to all of the city's more than 34,000 officers. Superhero cards, of course. Today, he's visiting a precinct in Queens, giving each officer a card and a handshake.
Thank you, buddy.
His mother, a single mom, dedicates her only day off every week to helping Zachary accomplish his mission.
She's a good thing.
They've been at it for nearly a year, visiting more than 60 precincts.
This is what he wants to do. As a mother, we try to help our kids and encourage them.
This all started last December after two New York City police officers were gunned down.
We went to where it happened, and he actually started to cry. So he was like, Mom, I want to do something.
First stop last winter was the precinct in their neighborhood.
Good to see you, buddy. What's going on?
Now a frequent visitor, Zachary gets special hands-on time with the inspector.
He is comfortable here.
You can tell, huh?
How you doing, buddy?
At Precinct Citywide, his visits are highly anticipated.
I was hoping it would work that day that he eventually does come to us, and I'm glad I was.
Back in Queens, okay. He gets rare access. Even a visit from a canine. It's their thank you to a boy who dreams of becoming an officer himself. To these officers, Zachary is already one of them.
Saying thank you, Zachary, for touching the hearts of all the men and women of this precinct.
Raheema Ellis, NBC News, New York.
And that's going to do it for us on this Monday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching, and good night.